Good morning, and welcome to the Hotelis City Express third quarter 2018 earnings conference call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. Please note, your event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ivan Peill from InspIR Group Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Hotelis City Express's third quarter 2018 results were released yesterday after the market closed. The company's earnings release can be found on Hotelis City Express's website at www.cityexpress.com. During this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements, and we ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly reports for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call are Mr. Luis Barrios, Chief Executive Officer of Hotelis City Express, Mr. Paul Smith, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Santiago Parra, Corporate Finance Director, and Mr. Santiago Mayoral, Investor Relations Vice President. Mr. Barrios will begin with some opening remarks, followed by Mr. Smith, who will present the company's financial results. We'll then open the call for your questions. Now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Barrios.
Thank you, Ivan. Thank you all, and good morning, anyone, everyone, and thanks for joining us to discuss Hotelis City Express third quarter results. Against the backdrop of a Mexican economy that is growing moderately but steadily and which has a more favorable outlook given the recently signed USMCA agreement and the orderly transition between the current and new administration, Hotelis City achieved another quarter of robust operational and financial performance on all fronts. Thanks to our company's presence in markets with above-average growth, exceptional locations, and defensive performance in volatile environments, we registered healthy performance trends across our portfolio. The favorable evolution of Mexico's northern zone stands out, as well as the market dynamics in locations with good exposure to services and commercial activity, primarily in metropolitan areas. The negative weight of the energy corridor seems to have completely reversed, building on our portfolio growth, registering a RevPAR increase of more than 20%, driven by both occupancy and ADR. At the operational level, we maintain our RevPAR growth target above inflation with an increase of 5.4% compared to the same quarter of last year. On either side, our established hotels, those with at least 36 months in operation, reported occupancy levels close to 65% at the end of the quarter, along with a very healthy ADR growth of 4.6%. As we anticipated, the softness in this particular portfolio during previous quarter has dissipated, and the specific market dynamics that caused it to have reverted in more than proportional manner. From a financial perspective, our emphasis on growing rapidly with high levels of profitability allowed us to generate a double-digit increase in total revenue and EBITDA, posting growth levels of 15.5% and 18% respectively. The operating leverage of our company generates not only healthy expansion dynamics, but also a solid counterweight to increases in certain hotel operating costs, mainly higher energy costs that impacted the hotel industry during the quarter. Costs that we expect to neutralize over the next 12 months, thanks to the successful closing of a power purchase agreement that we announced a couple of weeks ago. We believe this will provide even more room for margins to continue expanding over the future. Regarding our development plan, our goal of opening 18 properties in 2018 remains intact. Five properties have already been opened, Four more will open in October, and nine will begin operations from November to March 2019. With sufficient resources to fund our growth, more than 35 projects in development and more than 70 strategic locations identified as of today, we see a robust development pipeline and more than 70 strategic locations will be then developed during 2019 and 2020. We are contemplating the opening of between 15 and 20 additional properties in each of those years as we continue to see healthy ROICs achievements by hotels that achieve stabilization and supported by good market trends for our defensive product. Our greenfield investment thesis remain a key factor for success as we move toward our goal of 12 to 14 ROICs at stabilization. On the technological side of our business, we continue to exploit our proprietary innovative platforms based on information power and databases we have at hand. Yield management was just the beginning of our strategy, and now we are progressing into other parts of the business. Increased and targeted distribution, cost optimization, and future development performance prediction are just some of the tools that we are allowing our strategy to continue to bear fruit. Together with our cultural transformation via empowerment process organization, a matrix organization, and gradual absorption of our inverted pyramid strategy, we remain fully committed to support the front line with productive tools to significantly boost performance. Finally, looking at the investment opportunity that HCD represents today, we believe the company has significant potential for appreciation in value, given our robust and profitable growth and the scale we have reached compared to the size of our business at the time of the IPO. Over the last 5 years, our company has more than tripled in size in terms of EBITDA, as it has passed on a last 12 months metric from 300 million pesos to more than a billion pesos. We will continue to work diligently to realize the true value of City Express Hotels, aiming to produce record results quarter by quarter that exceed market expectations and our own. Thank you for your trust in Hotel City. Now, I would like to pass the word to Mr. Paul Smith, CFO of Citi.
Thank you, Luis, and hello, everyone. My comments are based on our third quarter 2018 results, which were prepared under IFRS. At the end of the third quarter, Hotel City Express had 139 hotels with 15,700 rooms in operation, an additional 9 hotels as compared to the same period in 2017. Additionally, just after the quarter end, we opened an additional hotel, the City Express Plus Cancun Airport Hotel. Occupied room nights increased by 9.6% year-on-year to 896,000, while installed room nights rose by 9.39% year-on-year to 1.44 million. Our chain-wide occupancy rate registered 62.2% and ADR increased by 5.2%, which resulted in the quarter's RevPAR rising to 599 pesos or 5.4% year-on-year. We are pleased to report that given the actions we took to improve occupancy at the properties that softened on the second quarter, coupled with the robust growth of the remainder of the portfolio, thanks to our broad geographic, industrial, and business diversification, we were able to grow RevPAR to expected levels above inflation. Of our total hotels, 100 are considered established, while 39 are considered non-established, or those with less than 36 months in operation. RevPAR increased 3% for the established hotels, while occupancy posted 64.4%. And just to provide some context, to achieve a 65% occupancy in hotels like ours, on weekends tend to be softer than weekdays, occupancy from Monday to Friday has to be higher than 90%. On a business segment basis, we continue to see growth with hotel operations reporting a 13.1% increase in revenues to $686 million, primarily due to the 9.6% increase in the occupied room nights, coupled with a 5.2% increase in ADR. Hotel administration revenue grew almost 32% with an increased pace of activity in hotel operations during the period building and a more robust managed and franchise portfolio of hotels compared to the last years. Turning to the F-State results for the portfolio of 42 hotels, all of which began operating before December 31st, 2015, and that demonstrate the characteristics of established hotels. F-State occupancy was 65% compared to the 61.6% of the non-state portfolio, and ADR was 6.5 greater, resulting in a RevPAR of 662 pesos compared to the 580 pesos of the non-state portfolio. The adjusted EBITDA margin was stable on a consecutive quarter basis at 36.3% and higher than that of the company overall. ROIC of this portfolio posted at 12% on the third quarter of the year. This metric represents the potential return of the full portfolio on a stabilized basis. In accordance with IFRS, our quarterly consolidated revenues came in at $741 million, a 15.5% increase from the year earlier, a result of our increased portfolio with 9 new hotels contributing to total installed room nights. Additionally, we are seeing better optimization of pricing strategies from our efforts to further empower our operating managers. Operating costs and expenses increased essentially in line with our total revenue growth, while the revenue and growth in administration and sales expenses were slightly more than half the growth rate of the revenues from the total platform of the company, demonstrating the built-in leverage from scale effects in our business model. Operating income grew 20.8% to $164.2 million, while adjusted EBITDA rose 16.4% to $259.9 million. Both operating income and adjusted EBITDA continued to outpace revenue growth. Adjusted EBITDA margin came in at 35.1%. Net financial expenses grew to $92.24 million, due to the disbursement of credit lines for hotel construction, lower cash balances, and increase in the cost of financing as interest rates increased. Particularly, this quarter the company included one-off financial costs related to the issuance of the lines that were executed to secure the 2019 and 2020 pipeline as an asset recycle mechanism for the F-State portfolio. It is important to note that our financial costs reflect the guaranteed funding for a pipeline of more than 50 additional properties that will be opened over the next 30 months, and that the incremental financial cost will be amortized as the properties begin operations. This said, we contemplate that thanks to our significantly efficient lending costs, which are stated at TIIE plus 1.6%, and the hedging instruments we currently have for more than 60% of the debt portfolio, and at a level of TIIE equal to 7.5, our net financial expenses for the full year will fall within what we anticipated at the beginning of the year. As a result of these effects, coupled with the non-cash losses from the revaluation of our equity in Chile and Colombia, as compared to the prior year's third quarter, reported net income decreased registered 57.5 million. Regarding the balance sheet, we had just over 1.2 billion in cash and equivalents at the end of the quarter, as mentioned, based on the execution of our credit line securing the 2019-2020 pipeline. Financial debt net of interest payable increased 36.6% as compared to the end of 2017 and was 30.7 million at the end of the quarter. Most of this amount is long-term and in Mexican pesos, with 187 million due within the next 12 months and less than 6% of total debt in Chilean pesos. The company has approximately 2 billion available in lines of credit and retains a very strong balance sheet, with a net debt to EBITDA ratio of 2.6 times at the end of the quarter. As Luis noted earlier, we're on track to open 18 hotels, based on our current view of demand and economic environment. We are planning to open another 15 to 20 hotels for 2019 and the same number for 2020. Thank you for your attention. Operator, we can start the Q&A.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touch-tone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any time your question has been addressed and you would like to withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The first question comes from Alan Macias with Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for the call. I just have two questions. The first one is just a clarification. Yeah, you're expecting to open four more hotels during the rest of this year. Is that correct? And the second question is on your power purchase agreement. When will this begin to take effect? And what percentage of your costs are electricity? Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. So on the first question, we anticipate to open another four properties in October and five more from here until March 2019.
Nine more.
And Alan, just to give you some context on that, those are really advanced properties, so we foresee no problem in concluding those that pipeline in time from what I just mentioned.
If there are no
I'm sorry, on the second question, on the PPA, so essentially what we did is that we secured a contract under the previous law. So this has significant advantages in terms of the cost of distributing the energy. And it's basically a fixed price in pesos that is indexed to inflation. If you were to compare current prices to what's there, you basically get a 30% reduction in savings. And more importantly, with that, we basically eliminate most of our carbon footprint that's remaining for a very efficient build-up structure. And thank you for your question, Alan.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Pablo Urbanas with ITO. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good morning, gentlemen. Congratulations on your results and on the PPA contract. Also a follow-up question on the PPA contract. Can you give us some color on what is the electricity tariff inflation that you're seeing on your portfolio currently, and where would you expect the EBITDA margin once this PPA is fully operating? That's my first question. And the second one is related to your interest expense line. As you mentioned, given the disposed credit of lines from a couple of months ago, your interest expense is higher. Can you give us a sense of where is the recurring level of interest expense that we should expect in the coming quarters? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question. This is Luis. I'll take the first part of the first question. Let me tell you what's happening in the industry. For many of our competitors that don't have the same design, structure, and consciousness in self-sustainability, they increase the impact in their P&L. It's been an increase from 4.5% of sales in terms of energy cost up to 6% and 8%. So it's almost a double for them. In our case, our cost has increased only a point over sale. So and we have been able to cope with that because of the design, the volume of kilowatts hour that we consume per occupied room is well below what they have. You know, so that is a great, and it's paying our strategy of being very cautious with the consumption of energy and kilowatts. So in our case, to answer direct, it's really about a point of impact, a point of sales and impact on the margin. And as you see, even with that increase, our margins have been able to sustain.
Thank you, Luis, for that. This is Paul Smith again, and Pablo, thank you for your questions. Going to the financial expenses questions, during the quarter, we incurred in one-off financial costs of about 14 million pesos. This comes both from the issues of the lines and also from the prepayment of more expensive lines that were basically liquidated with a new vehicle. And our expectation is that, as I already mentioned, we expect to see that financial expenses for the full year will fall within what we anticipated at the beginning of the year. So we have no expectations to change that. And again, thank you for your questions.
Okay, very clear. Thank you, Paul and Luis.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. Our next questioner is Marimar Torreblanco from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for the call. My question is regarding RevPAR growth. We saw a pretty significant improve in RevPAR growth this quarter versus what you have achieved in the second quarter. And we knew there were some temporary factors there. But what's your expectation for RevPAR for the second, well, the rest of the year and then for next year?
Thank you very much for your question, Marimar, and also for taking the call. This again is Paul Smith. So we're seeing a very healthy pickup as we mentioned over the second quarter. We saw that this was more a temporary effect and primarily given the elections basically the last 2 weeks of June. Going forward, what we're seeing is that there's a pickup in confidence. There's the unemployment remains low, consumption remains high. We see very strong fundamentals for the economy. We are seeing a strong pickup in economic activity in the northern part of the country, and we see also a pickup in we have asked people in the industrial side what are their expectations in terms of growth. And they're all seeing a renewed interest in the country, basically, once the USMCA, NAFTA, legacy deal has been renewed. So our expectation is that we will conclude the year anywhere between 100 and 2 basis points above inflation, and the same for next year.
Hi, Marimar. This is Santiago Mayoral. Just to complement Paul's comments, I would add that the RevPAR growth that we saw in the third quarter is a reflection of the geographic diversification our portfolio has. So basically, we are exposed to main economic generators across the country, not just a few of them. So that provides a very good shield against specific dynamics on some of the locations.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on your telephone keypad. This concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Luis Barrios for any closing remarks. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for spending the time with us today. As you know, we have all the information already in our website, and all the financial and investor relations team will be willing to answer and receive any questions in the days to come. Thank you so much and have a good day.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.